Welcome to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. We're a welcoming faith community in San Jose, California, grounded in the love of God and committed to living that love in the world. We offer two kinds of episodes each week. First, you'll hear recordings of our Sunday worship services. So whether you're traveling, at home, or exploring our community for the first time, you can join us in worship. Second, we share episodes inspired by our blog, where we reflect on scripture, explore how faith speaks to today's world, and talk about what it means to follow Jesus in daily life. While we work out the technical details of our production process, you'll hear an AI voice reading some of our episodes. We're doing this so we can share content with you right away, and we'll transition to live voices as our setup develops. Thanks for listening. We're glad you're here. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Faith and Life. Today, we're exploring a topic that is both urgent and challenging, the intersection of religion and politics in today's world. Recently, the Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, a well-known faith leader and social justice advocate, spoke with unmistakable clarity about the dangers that arise when religion is misused for political gain. He said, "Religion or morality that claims love for God or love for justice but says nothing about injustice, this is religious nationalism. It is an attempt to sanctify wrong." Let that sink in for a moment. Whenever faith is twisted to justify violence, defend unjust systems, or serve partisan agendas, it loses its soul. It becomes a tool for power rather than a guide for justice. History shows us the dangers. Throughout the ages, rulers and leaders have claimed divine approval for war, discriminatory laws, and oppression. And even today, we see faith being co-opted to support agendas that directly contradict the core message of the gospel. So how do we respond? How do we remain faithful in a world where religion can be misused? The Bible provides guidance. From the prophets to Jesus himself, God's word consistently calls out leaders who distort faith for personal gain. The prophets spoke boldly against rulers who cloaked oppression in religious language. They reminded God's people that justice and mercy matter far more than empty rituals or hollow ceremonies. Jesus continues this line of critique. In Matthew 23, he condemns hypocrisy and challenges those who use religion to maintain power over others. He shows that faith and justice cannot be separated. If our words, rituals, or traditions excuse wrongdoing, we've strayed from the heart of God's message. Jesus lifted up the marginalized, confronted corrupt systems, and spoke boldly even when it was unpopular or risky. And what does this mean for Christians today? True faith calls out wrongdoing rather than excusing it. It refuses to let religion be used as a shield for injustice or as a tool for political gain. As Reverend Dr. Barber reminds us, our faith must speak truth even when it costs us popularity or comfort. Faith that follows Christ boldly, that refuses to bow to ideology, is the kind of faith that matters. Faith that only serves party lines or public opinion is faith that has lost its way. You may wonder, what does this kind of faith look like in everyday life? It can be as simple as speaking honestly when you see injustice, even if friends or colleagues disagree. It can mean volunteering your time, lending your voice to defend those who are vulnerable, or advocating for systems that uphold fairness and human dignity. It can also mean pausing to reflect and pray before making decisions, asking yourself whether your actions align with the teachings of Jesus rather than the pressures of politics or public opinion. Practical steps help us live this out. First, practice prayerful discernment to recognize when religion is being misused. Ask yourself, is this action advancing justice, mercy, and love, or is it serving power? Second, speak truth in love, even when it is uncomfortable. Difficult conversations are often the ones that most clearly reflect God's justice. And above all, keep Christ, not ideology, at the center of faith and politics. When we do this, we follow in the tradition of the prophets and of Jesus himself. We proclaim a faith that cannot be bought, silenced, or manipulated. A faith that points the world back to justice, mercy, and compassion. The key takeaway is simple, yet profound. Faith should never excuse injustice. Faith that speaks truth to power resists the misuse of religion in politics and points us toward the way of Christ, guiding our actions, our conversations, and our communities. Thanks for joining me today on Faith and Life. May we each find the courage to live faithfully, speak truthfully, and love relentlessly in every corner of our lives. Thanks for listening to the New Creation Lutheran Church podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to subscribe and share it with a friend. You're always welcome to join us for Sunday worship, offered live at our church, interactively on Zoom, and live streamed on our YouTube channel. All the details you need can be found at www.newcreationlutheranchurch.org. If you'd like to support our ministry, you can give through the links on our website or text the word GIVE to 844-703-9144. That's text GIVE to 844-703-9144. We're grateful to have you with us. See you next time.